Stanford University scientist first proposed an experiment to test Einstein's theory in 1959 by rotating gyroscopes in space. Francis Everett joined the project at Stanford in 1962. Decades later, he finally had a chance to run the experiment when he was named lead investigator on NASA's 2004 Gravity Probe B mission.
So we completed this landmark experiment testing Einstein's universe, and Einstein survives.
Beset by launch delays, budget woes, faulty data, and several federal investigations, Gravity Probe B was finally approved and spent 17 months in Earth orbit. The onboard experiment tested two of Einstein's theories. The first, explains Everett, is the geodetic effect.
In Einstein's universe, space and time are warped by gravity. The Earth distorts the space around it very slightly by its gravity. It's 1.1 inches in 25,000 miles. So it's a rather modest distortion.
The second of Einstein's theories that was put to the test is frame dragging, which is the tendency of a spinning object to pull the fabric of space and time with it as it rotates. A phenomenon, Everett likens, to the Earth immersed in a sea of honey.
Then you can imagine the honey would be dragged around with it, and your pointer in the honey would be dragged around, and that's what happens to a gyroscope. So the Earth actually drags space and time around with it.
By its launch date in 2004, Gravity Probe B housed several state-of-the-art technologies that did not exist when the Stanford group first conceived their gravity experiments. Among them were four precision gyroscopes, 1 million times more sensitive than any available back in the 1960s.
So here is the sphere the size of a ping pong ball going in a quartz housing. We electrically suspend it. We spin it up by means of gas, get it spinning to 5,000 RPM, pump out the gas to an extremely high vacuum, and there we've got our gyroscope.
Once in orbit, the gyroscopes spinning like a child's top were designed to keep Gravity Probe B perfectly aligned with a distant reference star. In confirmation of Einstein's theories, they experienced minute but measurable changes in the direction of their spin as they were pulled by Earth's gravity. Over the years, insights gained from Gravity Probe B have spawned a wave of new technologies, including the Global Positioning System, or GPS, a network of Earth-orbiting satellites that have become essential for precision navigation on land and sea. Former NASA manager Rex Geveden says, despite the odds that the Gravity Probe B mission would fail, its success is a triumph of the human spirit and intellect.
It's a reminder of the sort of greatness that humans can get to when they put their hearts and minds on an objective like this.
Albert Einstein, who died in 1955, never dreamed that his theory of relativity would or even could be proved. In his book, The Meaning of Relativity, the famed physicist wrote, "Confirmation of them by laboratory experiments is not to be thought of."
But thanks to NASA, we've done more than think about them. We've actually measured them.
Gravity Probe B lead investigator Francis Everett. The findings will appear in a forthcoming issue of the journal Physical Review Letters. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.